Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
And how is everybody doing tonight?
Pretty good. Much better.
Yes, yes. Good to hear, because this flu been going around. Some bug. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Man, I was sick like a dog for the past 3 days. But now I'm 90%
yeah.
better, so I'm happy. I'm energetic, you know.
Awesome.
Still having like a cough, but I'm getting over that and everything. Yes, yeah, so a lot of things been happening in American politics. A lot been happening around the world. And God, it's a real shit show on the Republican side. Tonight's topic, season 6, episode 42, WTF Supreme Court of the United States, and other important shit going on in America today. As everybody knows, U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, he had a press conference, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday, saying that he's going to retire and he's coming out this November of the U.S. Senate. And he's been the longest ever serving U.S. Senate in the history of the United States. So good riddance to bad rubbish. I don't wish him well. He's part of the problem, not part of the solution. He went in there as one of the poorest, and now he's going to leave as the second richest man in the U.S. Senate. So, you know, I shit on Mitch McConnell to have him. U.S. Supreme Court, the dying Trump case, and, you know, that has everybody in a frenzy because everybody's thinking, is Trump beginning the law? Is there a two-tier justice system? It's looking that way because, you know, the Supreme Court, you take a look at the Trump case. And next, Benedict versus the state of Oklahoma, transphobia is real. And we'll have to put a stop to it. We'll have to do everything in our power to make sure that transphobia and homophobia is stamped out, eradicated. Because what Bricks Benedict or next Benedict went through, nobody should ever have to go through. Attention-seeking lunatics in the GOP, there are many of them. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Tufson List. She's a lunatic. She's fringe. She has no business in the United States House of Representatives. A lot of them are retiring, thank goodness. So we're going to talk about that as well. And the GOP courting masses at the 2024 CPAC convention. It's frightening. IVF ban in Alabama. So what's next? They're going to work on a national abortion ban. You know, God forbid that a win in November. You know, they can go through that. But we'll stop them right there. And it's MAGA turning America into a crystal fascist nation. They've been trying since the 1950s to know. They've been unsuccessful. And they're beating a dead horse, basically. So, you know, the impact of Michigan's uncommitted votes, how will that play out in November? How did dumb become a virtue in America? You know, did it start at Sarah Palin? Was it always there? And we're going to take a closer look at a crazy Missouri divorce law. It states that, you know, if you're pregnant, then you can't get a divorce. So what if your husband is beating the living crap out of you, threatening to kill you? You know, do you stay in such a toxic relationship? You know, and others are following suit, Arkansas, Alabama, you know, the usual suspects, the red states. You know, so... hopefully, good sense can prevail and, you know, we get things together. So, you know, so Illinois has thrown Trump off the ballot and the presidential ballot. So what the hell is really going on? So we're going to talk about all this. hopefully in this 2 hours, if not, it continues on Sunday. And whatever you want to talk about, you know, we're going to talk about tonight. This is a place to call, Kitchen Politics 123. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. So call us in at 515-605-9802. Say your first name, where you're calling from. And please, don't speak over me or Laura as the host, or you'll be cut off immediately without warning. Turn off all background noises, as this is rude and it is distracting. Thanks for sharing across all social media and smashing that like, remind, and follow buttons. Okay, Laura, so Mitch McConnell, he's gone. He's going. Right. Thank goodness. What's your thoughts?
Yeah. A couple thoughts. We know that in January of 2021, first of all, Mitch McConnell, after the insurrection, came out with a statement. And I do believe that that plays a little part in what we're going to talk about. So this is what he said, and I quote, "The mob was fed lies," McConnell said in a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday afternoon. "They were provoked by the president and other powerful people, and they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like." So then he went on to say that he also said that he blamed the president because he thought that the president at that time, President Trump at that time, the way he spoke to his so-called supporters or led them to the Capitol and the violence. So because of that, that is one of the reasons why I do believe that Trump had an axe to grind, number one, with Mitch McConnell. The second thing is that Mitch McConnell really hasn't gone 100% in with the MAGA crazies. You know, he's tried. I know he's been sick, but he has tried. And I'm not holding Mitch McConnell to any high standards by any means. But I'm just saying, I know he tried to talk a little bit of sense a few times, you know, as far as the budget, closing down the government and the border. He was for the border bill and all of that. And they basically just shoved him back in a corner. So I think this has been coming for a while. My problem is who are they going to replace Mitch McConnell with? Someone worse than him? Because when we look at what we have going on right now, I really think that there's a lot of bad actors that can be much worse than Mitch McConnell. I really do. So we have to watch this closely. And is there anything that we can do about it, really? No. I don't think that there is. But I do believe that this was like a plan. And the other thing was is that last week they were Trump's team was having conversations with Mitch McConnell and his aides, and they wanted Mitch McConnell to endorse President Trump, and he refused to do so. So I think that was the nail in the coffin right there. And then a couple of days later, he decided that he was going to, quote, retire. So that's my take on the whole thing.
Yes. And I have a little 2-minute clip here. We'll have 3-4 people lined up to come on. And this is Mitch McConnell saying goodbye. And good riddance to bad rubbish. This was from NBC News Today Show.
This morning, a changing of the guard on Capitol Hill.
It's time for the next generation of leadership.
Longtime Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he'll step down from that post in November after an unprecedented 18 years leading his party and will retire at the end of his term in 2027. At times, emotional.
I've loved the Senate in my life.
McConnell, who defied Democratic presidents and helped reshape the federal courts, is embracing his controversial image.
You'll have enough gas in my tank to thoroughly disappoint my critics.
It comes after the 82-year-old suffered two freezing episodes in public last summer, where he was unable to speak. McConnell sidestepped questions about his health afterwards, with the congressional doctor saying they were not the result of a stroke or seizure. McConnell has seen his influence in the party diminished, as he's faced criticism from some fellow GOP senators since his falling out with former President Trump over January 6th, who has attacked him and his wife repeatedly online and on the campaign trail.
Washington Republicans like Mitch McConnell is the absolute worst.
McConnell ultimately voted to acquit Mr. Trump in his second impeachment trial while acknowledging
President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day.
President Biden paying tribute to McConnell. With former President Trump now consolidating control of the party, the battle to succeed McConnell has already begun, with several senators acknowledging it will likely be a contest between top Republicans known as the Three Johns, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso, Texas Senator John Cornyn, and South Dakota Senator John Thune. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, a Trump ally, asked who he'd support.
Well, okay, just that comes as leaders in Congress just reached a temporary deal to avert the government shutdown, so what's the latest there?
Yeah, this new bipartisan plan is to push back Friday's funding deadline by another week, which should give Congress time to pass bills to fund half the government by next Friday, the other half by mid-March. If everything goes according to that plan, that avoids a shutdown. But every single step of this requires votes in both the House and Senate. So with this Congress event, I don't think we're entirely in the clear until the votes are taken.
All right. Garrett Hake, thank you very much.
Yes, so that was NBC News Today's show. And, yeah, so John Barrasso, John Thune, and John Cornyn, those are three people going to vie for the U.S. To be a minority leader in the U.S. Senate for the Republicans. And frankly, I don't really care because all three of them suck, even worse than outgoing Mitch McConnell. So we're going to take calls now. The number is 515-605-9802. Say your first name, where you're calling from. And thank you for calling so patiently. Hello, welcome to the show. What's cooking? Hello, welcome to the show. What's cooking? Dom Shay, you're live and air.
Hello?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Are you talking to me?
Okay.
Yes,
who,
loud
who
and clear.
Well,
okay,
I'm Susan in Michigan.
Okay, we'll have Susan in Michigan. Hello, Susan. Hello, Elaine. And who's got the call online?
Brother Mike.
Brother Mike, yes, hello, hello. Yes, man, so what do y'all think about Mitch McConnell stepping down? Is that a good thing at this point? Or should he, you know, stay on? What do you think about
three guys? No, he did a lot of damage, I think. Look at the Supreme Court. It's all his fault. He wouldn't let Obama put his man on board, and he's got a really right-wing court, and it's really going to ruin everything. I'm just hoping that all the cases that are coming up there against Trump are done and decided the right way quickly so we can make a real good choice when it comes to election and people can realize the damage that is done and can be done even more.
Okay. Elaine, what do you think?
I think Mitch McConnell decided to announce it now before Trump would start belittling him. Don't forget he belittled his wife. And I think Mitch McConnell, you know, he's responsible for the Supreme Court, but so are a lot of other Republicans. It's getting to be that it's the justice system that I'm more worried about. You can't run a government when you don't put the bad guys in prison. And Trump needs to be put in prison already. He needs to go to court. This is getting to be sickening. I can't even put words to it. But I do think Mitch McConnell decided to announce now before Trump would belittle him.
Yeah.
Even more, because he's been always been belittling, you know, people who disagree with him, whether Democrat, Republican, whomever, because Trump knows it all, you know. You know, he's never wrong, and, you know, it's so disheartening to see somebody like Donald Trump, who's never been told no in his life, gets his way all the time, even when he's wrong, dead wrong. Brother Mike, what's your perspective on Mitch McConnell stepping down as minority leader in the U.S. Senate?
Well, it's too old, so it's better to give up the seat for a younger or a better, you know, person.
Yes, yes. And, you know, he said he's going to serve out his term until January 2027, because 2026 is when the U.S. Senate seat is up for grabs again, you know. So he's stepping down as the minority leader in November. So do you think oh, we'll have another caller on. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Doris.
Here.
Well,
oh, hey, Doris. Hello, Doris.
Yeah, I just called.
Yes.
I was making some chili. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So, Doris, tell me, between John Thune, who's the current deputy minority leader, he's from South Dakota, John Cornyn, who is from Texas, and John Barrasso, he's from, where's John Barrasso from? Is it Utah? I'm not sure, but, you know, those three, they're all fundamental Christians. You know, not probably, definitely worse than Mitch McConnell. Which of the three is the less of the three evils?
Wow, I'm talking about three despicables. And I call them so-called Christians, self-described, because I don't call them Christians. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. And Mitch McConnell has wrought all the damage he could in the Supreme Court and so on. So his job is done. I don't really all those three together I kind of put in the same category. They tend to be higher up in I mean, they're not acting crazy, but they're very conservative. And I don't know how to differentiate them. They're, to me, about the same. But I don't know them that well, except that they tend to be very much alike, it seems to me.
Because the way I see it is John Thune is more pragmatic. You know, he is a guy who would listen and try, you know, work with Democrats. But the other two, Barrasso especially, he's just a nut job. He is fundamental Christian, and he's one of the ones who want to lead the way in having a national abortion ban. But, Laura, you're going to say something?
I was going to say that John Barrasso from Wyoming,
Wyoming,
is a definite supporter. Absolutely. You're absolutely right about him. Yes. And then John Thune of South Dakota, and he's a second in command to McConnell, and he's known as an effective fundraiser within his party, and he also had to turn to the right under the leadership of the former President Trump. So in other words, he bowed to him as well. The third is John Cornyn of Texas. Just like you said, he's another goofball. He's how do I put it about him? He's very conservative. He's another Trump supporter. So, you know, we're not getting anything special in my eyes with those three. There's maybe they are a little more experienced or higher up or whatever, you know, some of the other ones that are low years, but, you know, they're all part of the MAGA movement. That's it. So,
And what to keep in mind that Barrasso, Senator Barrasso from Wyoming. Mm-hmm. He was an election denier, and he wanted to overturn the elections, and he did everything in his power in the U.S. Senate, you know, to have those fake electors, you know.
Yes,
so,
he did.
What
about
the other
two?
The other two, they're so afraid of Trump that, you know, that I guess they fell in line. John Thune, you know, he was one of the first Republicans who said that we should move on from this, you know. He didn't outright come out to say, hey, you know, we lost, get over it, let's move on. But, you know, yeah, he passed his words, really, not, so as not to offend and piss Trump off, the MAGA faithful, you know. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm happy that Senator Rick Scott from Florida is not being considered to be the next leader, because he's the worst of the lot. You know, that guy's scary. Well, see what he did with Medicare and how you ripped off Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah. Are all of them deniers? Are all of them deniers? Does anybody know?
Yes, to a degree.
Oh, they have.
You know, John Cornyn, to a degree, is a denier. You know, he hasn't publicly come out and say it, but, you know. But Barrasso, yes, definitely Barrasso.
Cornyn?
Yeah.
Is Cornyn? Oh,
yes. Well, not in so many words. Yes, they're all Trumpers, you know.
I guess they have to be,
Because if they don't, you know, kiss Trump's ring, basically, then they have a primary challenger. And that's why a lot of Republicans in the House, for example, are not running for re-election, because they came out and speak some way against Trump from one issue or another. And, Ken Buck, for example, a congressman from Colorado, he's a veteran and everything. And, you know, he got death threats, he and his family. You know, his rental property where his state congressional office, the guy kicked him out before the contract was done because the guy who owned the building, who rented it to the congressman, is so pro-Trump that he was upset with the congressman for not, you know, going and backing Trump all the way. So, you know, the Republican Party is in a whole disarray and everything. And we're seeing in the primaries, Nikki Haley refusing to drop out. Do you think at this point she should drop out or should she stay? You know, because I think that the Supreme Court will rule in favor of Donald Trump, and Trump, you know, is going to get the nomination, and hopefully, God willing, you know, crossing my fingers and toes, that he's not elected again like he was in 2016, because it would be, basically, the world will turn upside down and catch a fire because Trump has no filter. And, you know, Putin and the Kremlin, you know, and the Russian Duma is just, like, controlling him, you know? And how can he say in a speech a couple weeks back that, you know, NATO, if Russia decides to invade any NATO country, hey, go ahead. You know, that's our friends for years. Even before World War II, you know, and you want to make Russia invade them, you know? Come on.
You
know, we cannot and must not allow Trump to be president.
No.
You know, the other thing is that we have to remember is that he already said that he would be a dictator on day one. And he was kind of giggling or laughing when he said it. But he wholeheartedly meant it. And there have so far been 23 countries that have written the White House and have expressed their deep concern if he were to become president. That is how concerned other countries around the world are. So besides the type of person he is and the crimes that we know he committed, and, you know, his way of getting out of everything is to appeal everything. And so far, it's been working like a charm for him. So far. We have to have alert people to understand that the only thing that we might have left as a tool, because if the Supreme Court, and we're going to talk about this in a minute, if the Supreme Court decides that he has immunity, then there's nothing left to defend the people of this country. The only tool we will have is at the ballot box, and to vote and vote for him and to vote for President Biden. That is the only tool that we will have left to save our democracy. And I don't know how much clearer I can make it. I can't say how much clearer I can make that statement. I mean, that is how intense and how on fire this country is, how on fire our democracy can be. Mike, what state are you calling from, may I ask? This is Lori.
Oh, yes. Hi, Lori. It's Mike from Singapore.
Oh, you're from Singapore. Singapore.
Yes,
oh,
yes, yes.
Nice to hear from
you.
Now, can I ask
you
a question?
You know, I have actually comments. You know, right now we can see that illegal immigration is killing United States of America. And what has happened, illegal aliens is gone to cities and, you know, to government offices, and kind of they're trying to make a riot and say, we need food, we need housing, we need shelters and medical, etc. First of all, why they did not stay in their home countries and bring the change that they really want to see, and why they have to come here and causing a lot of havoc on our system that is already, you know, is problems. And then they come here and now, well, they want everything. I mean, we work for it. We all paid our taxes. We work, I mean, every day hard, you know.
Okay.
But they want to come and take everything as it is and make a $50 an hour minimum wage. Go ahead, please.
Okay, Mike, now do you live in Singapore or do you live here in the United States?
No, I used to be in the United States, so I mean, the United
States
is my beloved country,
okay.
So I
That's
follow everything
I
in the same way. Yeah.
Okay, I was confused. I didn't know. Okay, so you lived in the United States for how many years?
I mean, right now.
How many years did you live? How many years did you live in the United States?
Oh, many years.
Many years.
Before
are you
a citizen? Was he a citizen?
Yeah, were you a citizen of the United States? Yes.
I mean, do I ask you that, you know, you're the U.S., are you born in the United States? It's not of my business to ask.
Well, I'm just curious because I wasn't sure if you were coming from Singapore or if you, you know, were a resident here. That's why I asked. I'm not being nosy. I was just confused. So you live.
It doesn't matter. You know, I am a U.S. citizen. So I mean, even if I'm not a U.S. citizen, I mean, when I ask you guys one question, simple question, I mean, is why do you guys going around and around to see? It's none of my business. It's none of my business. The host right now. I mean, is he from Africa? Is he from Mozambique? It's none of my business.
No, I understand. But, you know, everyone that calls in, we do ask them, like, where they're calling from, because it's nice to know different perspectives from different states or different countries. It's nice to know that. So when you were talking about the immigrants that are coming into our country, is that what you were referring to?
Yes, I mean, right now.
Okay.
I mean, why they don't close the border?
Now, right now, yes, all right. Yes, we do have a problem with immigration. we've immigration for probably 60 years, you know, since I was probably not even born, let's put it that way. So more than 60 years. So as far as that goes, that is a problem in this country, yes, but we are trying to fix it. And if you're under the if you're thinking that if an immigrant comes into the country, they are not given free money, they are not given free food, they are not, you know, they're not given all those things that people think that they're given. You know, actually, lately they have been treated very cruelly and put on airplanes and put on buses and sent to different cities. You know, children and parents have been taken from each other. They've been lost. I mean, there's been some horrible things that have gone on. So, yes, the immigration system is broken.
Yeah, for example, in New York, all the hotels, in New York, in the hotels belong to the illegal immigrants, and each night they get $500 U.S. government paid for them.
I don't know who told you that. I honestly don't know. I don't know who told you that. You'd have to verify that because I've never heard that before. Now, if the owner of a hotel, let's say the Marriott or the Hilton or whoever it is, now that's a big corporation, if that hotel wants to house immigrants for a week or 2 weeks and not charge them, that's their business. That's how I see that. You know, if I want to take an immigrant family into my house because I feel bad for them and I want to try to help them, that's my business. So it isn't that, you know, it isn't that these people are coming over and, you know, they're just being handed out money and clothes and food and shelter. That's not the case. It is not the case.
So if I understood you correctly, you said they don't get medical, they don't go through the stamp, which all the states,
no,
they give them
not.
Free food stamps, and they give them
they
free money,
not.
And they give them places to live. I mean, how is that possible? You deny that, please.
It is not true. They do not get food stamps. They do not get free money.
That's correct.
None of that.
Yeah.
None of that.
That is correct. They don't
Mike, from my perspective, when I came here as an international student and everything, got my degree and what have you, and just now I'm getting through with the U.S. citizenship, it's just taking a little bit more time because of COVID and what have you. I didn't get any food stamps. I didn't get any job. I didn't take any job from any American. I didn't get into Medicare, Medicaid, whatever.
Are you from Nigeria? Are you from Africa?
No, I'm not from Nigeria. Originally from Jamaica, but I've been here.
Oh, Jamaica,
a lot of
yes, yes. That's fine, my friend. It's okay, no problem. But the question is, question is, you came as a legal immigration, and you have every right to everything that you are qualified for. We have no problem with that. We have every American citizen has a right to everything that is available. You know, there is no problem with that. But our problem is when our system is broken down already. We are in the bankruptcy. We keep sending money and bullets to Ukraine and Israel. And then on top of it, you know, we have no bullets left for ourselves, no missiles left for ourselves in the country, so we cannot protect ourselves in case of
any
attack
from
Russia.
Because this information is not true.
Yeah. You know, I was
Where are you getting this information from? If it's off of social media, you're looking at some wrong stuff because that is not what's happening.
What TV shows does he watch?
Well, he's in Singapore. Okay, so he's in Singapore.
You can get boxed there.
This is not what's happening. What is happening is this. The people are coming to the border, and we have a problem in processing them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. It's processing them.
So,
And to treat them humanely when they come across the border. That's the problem we're having.
Yeah.
And we have had less immigration in the last few years than we had prior to that. Our immigration is down. We have got an awful propaganda machine making it look like millions of people are coming over here and going into mansions. It's not true.
No, it's not.
That's propaganda.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say another thing.
We didn't say mansions, but they are living in pretty better than Americans.
No, they're not.
No.
And they aren't illegal. They are immigrants. See, you are somehow reading propaganda from someplace.
Okay.
They are not illegal. They are legal people. They are immigrants. And they are, what happens is they try to get a green card as soon as possible so they can go to work.
Since when?
Do you know that there are millions of businesses in the United States that don't have the workers because we aren't processing the immigrant, the people coming over here fast enough?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my friend
and
from Jamaica,
being picked
I mean, how come nobody else can wait and come through the right channels and then everybody come and then you call them illegal immigrants and they're still illegal? Illegal immigrants.
No, they are not illegal. They are legal immigrants.
Okay, Mike, why are these people from South America and Central America, why are they coming to the United States? Because back in the 1960s and 1970s, when the Cold War was on, the United States and the former Soviet Union used these countries as pawns, okay? And, for example, Chile, Allende versus Pinochet. Pinochet was a right-wing CIA agent that was
but
in...
Right now,
we
don't have Pinochet, my friend.
Okay, I'm giving an example of why the people are coming. I'm giving you the backstory. The backstory is that Pinochet was a tool of the CIA, who's a right-wing lunatic, and Allende was his opponent, who was a democratic socialist. It was the height of the Cold War. And so, you know, CIA and KGB use these people to fight against each other for political power because, you know, Central America and South America and the Caribbean are in the backyards of the United States. And they didn't want the Soviet Union to influence these countries, you know? And they went to Afghanistan. When the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan,
all
the United States
comes from Afghanistan. Everything comes from Afghanistan to here and make everybody, like in San Francisco, people, you know, they cannot even wake up. Yes, thanks to Afghanistan. Go ahead, please.
What? No, okay.
I don't know.
I'm saying they're casualties of the Cold War, okay? They use the people to fight against each other, put their puppet governments in, you know, and when the puppet governments go in, like Pinochet did in Chile, all his opponents who supported Allende were brutalized, and the effects are still felt today, and that's why these people are running away, because the CIA and the United States destroyed their government, their country.
That's right.
You know, and so they're looking for different opportunities to start fresh.
Yeah.
You know, look at the Morial boat people from Cuba when Fidel Castro let them out in 1980.
So why these people don't stay? I mean, right now there is no Pinochet in Argentina. Argentina is a democracy. Argentina is one of the greatest countries in the Latin America, for example, and many other countries as well, too. But why these people, they don't stay and then bring the change that really they want to see? Why do come here? And then is it illegal?
Mike, I just want to explain something to you. Like my parents, okay? My parents came from Italy, and the reason that they came is because they were poor. They were educated. My mom was a seamstress, and my father was a tailor in Italy, but there was no work there. There was no money. They would have had no future. So at that time, back in the late 1920s, early 30s, they decided to come to the United States to make a better life. But at that time, Mike, at that time, they had a system that worked. The immigration system worked. It was a different, they used a different process. Ever since, and then once all of that, and then Italians came, Germans came, I don't know when you came. I'm just saying all from all around the world. But our immigration system worked. And the immigrants are what built this country. They are what put this country together. So we love our immigrants for that reason. We have nothing against immigrants in this country.
Yes, we want immigrants, my dear, but legal. You keep saying illegal aliens are legal immigrants. That's rubbish. I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
When you're in Singapore and we're here in the United States telling you the truth, the real facts. Why are you saying that? Where are you getting this misinformation?
Yeah, it's
okay, you're giving me that misinformation. You say, okay, tell me, somebody comes and illegally in your house. So you say now that person is illegally came to your house?
That is not what
okay.
I said.
The United States destroyed. The United States destroyed these countries, okay, and they have no economic opportunities. So they're coming to better their lives
and start careers
and what have you.
So so basically they cannot blame us for everything, maybe for few countries.
Not,
yes,
no
I understand.
Who said they were blaming us?
No one is blaming us, Mike. Absolutely no one. They are coming here, going through. Do you know in Texas what they did in Texas? Do you want to know what they did in Texas? They put razor wire in the water where they are coming across, and they also put these. They look like someone help me. Saws. They put a saw in there so that when these people tried to come across this razor wire, it literally cut them. And not only that, people have died because of that.
Kids
coming across.
Kids.
And that's all they're trying to do
actually,
is get asylum.
They should mine all the areas. Nobody should come in because it's illegal. And until we don't do that,
they're coming here. They get the paperwork in their country for asylum. Do you know what asylum is? Do you know what asylum is? They get the paperwork in their country for asylum. They come here with a backpack on, a backpack.
So
not
basically,
a jacket,
they're forcing
not
us to accept illegal. And then on top of it,
not.
And that's why
the illegals are shipped out again. They're not accepted.
Yes.
The asylum seekers go through court. It takes forever. They have housing for them until they can see a judge and get their papers.
Why they don't come with the plane normal route? Why they come to illegal
ways?
Because they're poor. Because they're poor, Mike.
Oh, my God.
When they come, who hiring these people? The same corporations, the same local businesses, you know, because Americans don't want Trump himself at Mar-a-Lago and his properties hire illegal aliens, as you say.
Yep.
You know, illegal.
Yep.
Nobody's illegal.
So
you know,
he pays them
below minimum wage.
For
he sometimes don't pay them. You know, this is how dishonest Donald Trump and the Republican right wing is. You know, Americans don't want these jobs, the cleaning hotel rooms, cleaning toilets, you know, construction.
$50 minimum wage. Are you angry with that?
Mike, where are you getting this information from? Answer that question, please.
Yeah.
Who is telling you this false information?
Everything I tell you, Sweeties, all are facts, all are in major newspapers and et cetera. I mean, major news, actually.
What major newspapers? Do you mean something put out by the Republicans? Something put out by the propaganda machine?
Wall Street Journal is right wing. The New York Post is right wing. The Washington Post, since Bezos owned it,
you know, our bosses are out, is right wing. So there's no liberal media. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just propaganda. And these people who are coming in are not rapists, are not drug dealers. You know, the same thing Hitler did in the 1930s, Donald Trump and Republicans are doing now, Mike. You know, and it's unfair to, you know, to label somebody in
and
that way.
You
know, it's demagoguery.
Mike, if you were an immigrant and you said you were here and now you're back in Singapore, did you benefit from living in this country?
Repeat again, please. You were cut off. Go ahead, please.
You said that you were originally from Singapore, but then you came to the United States of America, and you were here for many years. Did you benefit living in the United States of America? Did it help you in any way?
No, I said I was first in the United States, then I went to Singapore to be corrected.
Oh, you were first in the United States. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. I re-immigrated to Singapore, and now I am with you, my brothers and sisters. But the question is okay, we can have a disagreement, but, you know, it's not going to be,
Mike, the immigration problem will be fixed, but I will tell you why the immigration problem right now is not being fixed. They worked for 2 weeks, about 3 weeks ago, the Republicans and the Democrats worked together and the president to come together, and they put together a package, an immigration package that was the toughest package that's been put together in many, many years. It was all voted on. It was ready to go, and the House Republicans would not pass it. They said Trump told them, and he's not president. You have to remember that. He's not president. No immigration package for that reason. There was a package that was all set to go 2 weeks ago. Now they're back to square one. So this is what you have to understand. The politics in our country right now, you're lucky you live in Singapore. I will tell you that right now, because the politics in this country right now are horrible. And also, we are going to lose our democracy if Trump goes back in office. This country will be in a lot of trouble, and Singapore will be very sad. Trust me.
We also, if Ukraine goes down and Russia takes over Ukraine, Russia's coming after Singapore.
That's right. What World War II? What if we didn't get in World War II?
No, actually, we are in Singapore. We are more afraid of China than Russia, my dear friends, because Russia is so far
of
away.
Of course.
But,
yes,
we have more, because China is going to go over Taiwan soon. So.
Yes.
We all believe all the Asia, Philippines, Singapore, and all pro USA.
Do you think China is watching what Russia is doing?
But see, China and Russia will work together eventually. Don't you think China and Russia will eventually work together?
China will have their new world order versus the
USA
and NATO new world order.
No, I missed what you said.
I said, are you telling me that China and Russia will have their own new world order versus the U.S. and NATO new world order?
If they get
because Mike, at a moment now, they have BRICS. You know, BRICS is the BRICS nations is an economic powerhouse, and they're trying to unite and, you know, upstage United States and the Western world, basically, in terms of economic power, you know, and, you know, we just can't have that because the United States has been leading the world since after World War II and everything, and it's not that America deserves to be number one, but, you know, China is communist, Russia is a tyrant state that ruled by a dictator, you know, so if they take over the world economically, you know, people like Taiwan, Singapore, Bangladesh, whoever in Asia, you know, will come under communist rule with China.
Indonesia.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can't
have, you know,
parents.
Yeah. This is what you have to understand, Mike, about what, you know, about what is happening in this country. People, you know, outside of the country really don't understand what's happening in the country because, like we've told you, there is a lot of propaganda. And everyone that is on the line here, we all live in this country, and we all know
all
what's
my
going
life.
On
all
in
my
this
life.
Country. Yes. And we know what's going on in this country. And so immigration, yes, it's a problem, but it's not the biggest problem we have. The biggest problem we have right now is our election that is coming up. That is the biggest problem that we have. And we have to remain a democracy because if we don't, you will suffer as well in Singapore. I promise you that.
Okay, so basically you're telling me that the AI that affects everything in the whole world right now.
Yes.
So you're telling me AI will steal election 2024.
I don't know. You know, that's really funny you brought that up because artificial intelligence is a problem. It's going to be a nightmare. They have not regulated it yet because it is so new. They've talked about regulating it, but they haven't got their act together as of yet because they argue about what they want to regulate. And I truly believe that a lot of propaganda will be coming from artificial intelligence. Absolutely. And you won't be able to tell the difference between an ad that comes from the actual politician or if it's generated by artificial intelligence. You follow
like
what I'm saying?
Like that one guy, that guy made up that talk, remember? He was Biden, say he's Biden calling, and it wasn't Biden, it was AI.
Yes. And, I mean, they've already tried it. They've already tried to shut it down.
What's that noise on the broadcast?
I know.
It's a
long-distance call. So. Mike, did you... So that's my opinion on artificial intelligence. That is, it's good for some things, but it can be very dangerous with propaganda, politics, that sort of thing. It can change minds because it looks and sounds so real.
I would like to ask Mike if he grew up to the 12th country at all, growing up to the 12th grade.
Did you hear that question, Mike?
What
period of time did you live in the United States, Mike? You know, you say you lived there a good portion.
Since 1975.
Okay.
Did you go through the education?
But I was legal immigrant. Remember, I was totally legal immigrant.
Right. Did you go through the education?
I had everything that's, you know.
No. We're not asking.
That's
wonderful. No, that's great. That's not a problem at all. We're just wondering, you know, if you were educated in this country, were you happy when you were here in this country? And now you are reunited with your family.
I was educated in my beloved country. USA, yes, new country, USA, yes. But the question is, the bottom line, you know that the Texas is massive fires. Do you know that there is a nuclear making missiles and, you know, everything for the other nuclear forces?
Yeah.
It was shut down since the fire. Do you know that? Do you know that?
Are you speaking?
In Texas? Yes.
What happened?
I don't know. I didn't hear.
Texas, massive fires.
David, did you get that?
Fire.
Oh, you mean the fire that's going on right now in Texas?
Right now, yes.
Oh, yes,
and
I know.
That there was one... nuclear facilities that making missile for United States nuclear forces, and
right.
et cetera.
Yeah,
I mean, it was shut down. Why? I mean, why people don't question it?
What the fire in Texas? Are you saying the fire in Texas was caused by a nuclear device?
No.
It was
done spontaneously. It was done by the reason. Because, you know, suddenly, you know, this much fire and then our nuclear facility that makes nuclear, you know, missiles for our nuclear.
Well, maybe they shut it down for safety reasons.
Right.
They probably didn't shut it down for safety reasons because the fire might burned 1 million acres so far. It's out of control. So that could be why it shut down. I mean, for safety reasons, you know.
We've got climate change here. One day it was, Michigan should not have 73 degrees in February.
Right.
And then the next day it had 32 degrees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this definitely is climate change.
Yeah.
I mean, of all the years that I've lived in on this earth, I have never, and I've always lived in Michigan, never had this kind of weather where one day it's 30 degrees and the next day it's 73 degrees. That's 50-some degree difference.
Yeah.
But overall, it's warming. Overall, it's global warming.
Yes, it is.
Well, yeah, but the climate change, the air masses don't know what to do with themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mhm.
And that's another thing. Our politics shouldn't be in the middle of the climate change, but we've got this right wing that says that climate change is a joke.
Yeah.
It's not a joke. It's serious.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's our survival.
Hey, Manny. Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. We'll have to let you go now and everything, but you know, we really appreciate your call from Singapore.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Mike. It was nice talking to you. Call us again.
Nice talking to you guys, too.
Good night.
Yes, man. That was Mike from Singapore. Okay, so now the CPAC denies report Nazis, white supremacists, openly attended its summit. So NBC News claims that Conservative Political Action Conference, where Trump gave keynote speech, sees participants peddling far-right fascist ideology and racist extremists and those touting Nazi ideology openly attend the Conservative Political Action Conference over this past weekend, in what appeared to reflect a more accepting stance by organizers of the annual event than in previous years. So basically the right-wing Republican conservatives are courting Nazis. You know, they're stoop that low. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. You know? It's appalling.
Nope.
What would Ike, what would Reagan, what would Nixon think about, you know, Trump and his band of merry, crazy people doing this, courting Nazis, actual Nazis?
Yeah.
You know?
It's terrible.
So CPAC denied the report, calling a false, misleading, and grossly manipulative news report. And, you know, CPAC has made it absolutely clear that we stand with Israel and the Jewish people against the hatred of Jews. Our board and international partners unanimously passed a resolution this week reiterating that strong, clear, and unequivocal position. We hosted a special event at CPAC in celebration of and in solidarity with Israel. And we're leading an ongoing initiative as an organization supporting Israel, end quote. Yeah, so how can they, how can they explain, you know, neo-Nazis far right, you know, waving Hitler flags, you know, the swastikas in there? You know, it's contradictory. I mean, do my lying eyes deceive me? What's going on?
Mm-mm.
You know?
No. And, you know, basically they opened up with, this is the end of democracy 2024.
Right.
That's
right.
What they said. That was the first opening statement, you know, with the Hitler with the Hitler fist. You know, it's disgusting.
Yeah, and the father and the guy who said it thought he was being funny. You know?
Yeah. He thought he was being funny. You know? It's appalling. You know, people died for this country. People fought and died for the freedom of this country. And this is what paid for. This is what they have to live to see. This kind of disgrace.
You know, and Ryan Sanchez is a big part of the Nazi Rise Above movement, and he's participating in this year's CPAC. You know, he took himself pictures and reported official, you know, badge and bragged about his ties with Fuentes, Nick Fuentes, another white supremacist, who's been kicked out in past events. So according to, you know, other attendees were there with Sanchez openly using the N-word, it noted that there was no obvious pushback against those who peddle racist conspiracy theories. So one group reportedly identifying themselves as national socialists talk about race science and held discussions with, among other things, figures from Turning Point USA, that's Charlie Kirk, he's an idiot, which advocate conservative politics in high schools and on college campuses. You know, so Greg Conte, a member of the National Socialist Group, who was in the deadly 2017 United Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, said his organization specifically wanted to talk to the media at CPAC and that its members were prepared to be removed from the conference if organizers were alerted at their presence. So say someone who has been, you know, in Charlottesville, Virginia, we saw that tragedy where people were run over with cars and one girl was killed. You know, and having CPAC and Republicans courting these people. Why? And on the other end, they're saying, oh, we'll detest and denounce, you know, anti-Semitism. Which one is it, Republicans? Seriously.
Yeah. Whatever, it's whatever they're fighting that day, that's what it is. You know?
They choose what they're going to protect.
And it was not well attended, by the way. It was not well attended. A lot of empty. So, you know, it floundered. I guess, you know, who wants to sit and listen to these evil, sick people that have nothing but hate inside of them?
Right.
Who wants to listen to that? Honestly and truly. Well, who?
Yeah, and they had games certainly as the CPAC event, games that could be played in several modes, which such as fake news, political prisoners, stop the steal, you know, so it was a dovetail for the right-wing conspiracy theory that the rioters were set up by the Democratic Deep State, the Democratic Party controlling Deep State, and Joe Biden, who was really in charge of, you know, having that January 6th insurrection. I mean, it wouldn't make sense. Why would Joe Biden, who won the election fair and square, have an insurrection? Trump was president at the time, you know? And what Trump said on that day, said, I'm going to go with you down there to the Capitol. I'll march with you. And a coward didn't. You know, he went back to the White House and cowered like a little bitch that he is, you know? So... Yeah. It was billed as the largest and most influential gathering. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, he watched TV with glee for 3 hours along with his family and just watched it over 3 hours as a president.
Yeah.
Just watched it. There's a big point.
Yeah.
So they
don't even and he wouldn't go. He wouldn't go because the Secret Service wouldn't take him, you know, and according to one witness, I can't remember her name, though. She said that, you know, he was fighting the Secret Service who was driving the car.
Hutchinson?
Right. Yes, that young lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tried to strangle his driver. That's what Ms. Hutchinson said.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
Why do we want a diabolical loser and a crazy person to have the nuclear football? Why? You know? And Putin has him by the balls, basically. He has secrets for Donald Trump. You know, why any lunatic would give their hard-earned money. If Trump is a billionaire, why doesn't he pay the money he's owed to E. Jean Carroll, you know, and to Letitia James in the state of New York?
Right. You know, by the way, tonight on the news, I mean, earlier before, when you were started your call, I was listening, watching the TV, and they said that Trump, it looks like he has moved or somehow, you know, there's a monitor, a woman that's monitoring it. Somehow he moved some of his business. How that happened, like he's trying to get out of it, moving his business out of New York. Anyway, it's just a new discussion that I heard, and I'm thinking, well, if he did something he wasn't supposed to do, I wonder if he's going to be accountable, but it just came out, just so you know.
Yeah, Doris, based on the judge's ruling, he can't, you know, run a business in New York for 3 years, and he's not allowed to pack up and move to another state. You know, that's part of, you know, what the judge ruled. You know, so for him doing that.
And you know what? He's not even supposed to write a check or accept a check without without him running, you know. So, yeah. But I wouldn't put anything past him because he thinks that he is above everything.
What I don't understand, and I know somebody personally that served 2 years in prison, not jail, for inflating property. And at that time, that was going on all over the country. There was hundreds, I would say more than hundreds, thousands of people that ended up serving some sort of time in prison when they all went aboard that scheme of inflating property. And that's exactly what Trump did. Mm-hmm. And they either went to prison or they paid heavy-duty fines.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how he isn't going to prison. All those other people did.
We have a justice system. It's playing out in front of us.
Yep.
I don't know if anyone else has noticed, but I've noticed.
You're cutting out. I didn't hear what you said.
When it comes to him, and I don't understand why.
I don't either.
One of the things I keep hearing them saying on TV tonight, you know, they're saying, you know, if he gets in office, he'll pardon himself. Now, when did anybody establish that the president could pardon himself? And they say that if he could pardon himself, then we don't have the fact that no one is above the law. If you can pardon yourself, and I haven't heard
you can. I don't know if he can pardon himself, but I think like Biden could pardon him.
Right, but that's not what they said. That's not what they said. They said maybe he could pardon himself if he gets to be president. Well, if you can pardon yourself as president, you might as well just have all the immunity, period.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the same thing, really. So when they say that, I think, wait a minute, why don't you have a discussion with people who know, if he had that right, then he's above the law. And that's an immunity that's all
I need to look at and talk about it. Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Doesn't make sense.
The next thing that has been on my nerves or mind the last couple of days here is that the Supreme Court, they handed Trump basically a win and a delay for his election subversion prosecution, which is the January. And it sounds like the Supreme Court has gotten very political in my eyes.
Well, they always said,
I mean, that's not their job, though. Their job is not to be political, but obviously they are. They are not
for that reason
political at all, but it seems that they are. So the Supreme Court on Wednesday paused the federal criminal case against Donald Trump over his efforts to subvert the 2020 election, handing Trump a major victory in his attempt to delay his trial until after the November election.
Unless he loses. If he loses. Yep.
Well, still, it doesn't matter. The justices halted the case brought by special counsel Jack Smith in August while they considered Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution for acts taken during his presidency. Their hearings on the matter is not scheduled, mind you, till April 22nd.
Correct.
They said tonight, when I was watching on MSNBC, that other when the Supreme Court had other cases that they had to take care of, like I think it was the Nixon, the Nixon
Watergate.
The tapes. Within a week, within three, well, they had the, they went to the court. 2 days later, the court made a decision. 2 days after that, they had a hearing. And then 4 days after that, they made their decision. It was done in 2 weeks. Now,
and Bush v. Gore.
Why?
Yes.
Gore, huh?
The Gore, you know, the 2000 election, too. They went real fast on getting, so they wouldn't count the votes anymore in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, you're right. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is that this court, I mean, this April 22nd date is basically, there's only three more days that they are in session after that date. So that they will take any more cases, I guess. That's how. So this is the very last case. Instead of taking it, I now mind you, we are in March tomorrow. So we have to wait March and April. We have to wait till that. Then who knows how long it'll take for them to go through, make their decision, take their time to make their decision, and then they have to file a court date.
Yep.
It's not going to be, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to be before November. I will be shocked if it's before the election.
I know, well, consider this. Put this in consideration. Wait, now. Put this in consideration. So if Trump is reelected, Trump will presumably have his Justice Department halt the prosecution.
Correct.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because once he's president, then he'll be immune. You know, so, I mean, is he a king? Is he trying to be a king here?
Yes.
Well, you know, if the Supreme Court says that he's immune before the election, then maybe President Biden ought to take every stinking one of them and put them in prison.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
Now.
I agree.
Well, then President Biden will be immune.
That's right.
Then, then there'll be another decision. The Supreme Court would act very fast on that one.
That's right. The Supreme Court would have to decide whether President Biden was legal in what he did. And then if they say that President Biden isn't immune, then I guess Trump's not immune.
Yep.
Yeah, and if a president of the United States could attempt to overturn the results of an election with impunity, then the promise of a free and fair election is gone, you know? And the appellate court held on February 9th that they cannot accept former President Trump's claim that the president has unbounded authority to commit crimes that would neutralize the most fundamental checks of executive power, the recognition and implementation of election results. You know, so for these reasons, it's unlikely that the majority of the justices would buy Trump's sweeping immunity claims, hopefully. But regardless of what the high court eventually holds, the justice's decision to take up a case delays his trial date, affording him the significant political win as he seeks to retake the White House. As Laura said, I can't see this going before the election. You know,
no.
And some people are out there so stupid and ignorant, you know, saying that, oh, you know, is Joe Biden who prosecuting him and persecuting him? No, it was people of his peers who say, hey,
you know,
you need these 91 filing accounts in four different jurisdictions, unlike a regular citizen, because you're a regular citizen now, not a president of the United States, you are not above the goddamn law.
Well,
aren't we wondering
and
what's
every
happening
single,
with Bonnie
and
Willis?
Every single witness, listen, and every single witness against him was a Republican. What does that say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we all know. This is why it is so infuriating, because we see, I mean, those of us that have been paying attention see exactly the game they're playing. And the game they're playing is delay, appeal, delay, appeal, delay, appeal. And you know, I have another bone to pick. I have a bone to pick with Merrick Garland, because Merrick Garland drug his feet for over a year. He drug his feet because he did not want to be political. Well, look at what we have now. Look at the mess that we have now.
The Democrats tend to do that.
Yeah. Imagine if it were the other way around. You know, they're like mercilessly report on this ad nauseum, you know, and prosecute Democrats to the fullest extent. You know, so Merrick Garland saying, oh, you know, he didn't want to seem political. Get off your high horse. Stop the stupidity. You know, do your fucking job, Merrick Garland. You know?
Yeah. That's frustrating.
Very.
What do you think of expanding the court? Because, I mean, somebody said to me, well, if you do that when they get in, I says, no, I'm not talking about it. If you do that and you stop something now, you can get things done that you're not going to get done later if it goes that way. And it's been expanded and, you know, it's not like unheard of, because I think it's desperate because that Supreme Court is going right with Trump. Anyway, I don't know that Biden would do it, but I mean, if you were drowning and that was the only way of saving it, you'd do whatever you had to do.
That's right.
Madeline is calling from Michigan. Hello, Madeline. Long time no speak.
Hi, Matt.
Yes,
ma'am.
Hello, okay,
everybody.
So, Madeline, tell me about this uncommitted vote in Michigan now. What's going on with that? Rashid Tlaib, a congresswoman from District 13 in Michigan, you know, a lot of Muslims and Arabs are down in Dearborn, Michigan, especially. You know, so do you think it will have a carryover effect in November coming up, where they have, uncommitted voters now, you know, instead of voting for Joe Biden? What's the ramification later on in the November election? Do you think people will still be pissed off because they feel that, you know, America and the administration is too one-sided on Israel's side? What's your perspective?
I really do think they're biting their own foot off. They're chewing their own foot simply because they think that because they're uncommitted, Joe Biden's going to jump through a hoop. Think about what you think about it. No, they're not. They truly want to punish or control Biden into jumping into Gaza, which Biden should have probably saved those children a long time ago. I saw today on TV what I didn't want to ever see in my life, children that are hungry and dying in the street.
And then the Israeli army shot 112 and killed them.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And they were only hungry. They were only hungry.
And unarmed.
Exactly. They were not carrying guns. They were not going to fight anybody. All they wanted to do was feed their children. So our biggest priority, I truly do believe, is make sure that New York Letitia James drains every dollar out of his account. That's what he's really worried about. You take away his money and his brand and every other problem that he has.
That's
not as big a problem. The money. The money will be the first thing. No money.
Oh, he cares more about
Trump
money
is
going to
crumble like unbelievable.
Yep.
I haven't heard anybody talk about his money trial yet. And that's what needs to go right away. He's trying to connive. He's trying to – he can't make his bond. He wants to – he wants to bargain, negotiate is what I'm trying to say. I keep $100 million. That's not how this works, buddy.
They didn't. They said no.
I know. Okay,
you're
so Fannie Willis, there was this witness recently who pretended to be a pro Fannie Willis witness, and basically it was a Trump plant. Did you hear anything new about that?
Was that
you
the
know,
first
she went
woman
to stand?
That spoke? A new witness? Not one of them that was there yet?
I don't know.
No, one that has already spoken. One that has already spoken, actually.
You,
I can't remember
the
name,
woman,
though.
The black woman who used to be her friend, and then they don't talk anymore? Because that first woman that said something.
Yeah, but the thing is, they weren't friends. They were work colleagues, and the witness, blew it out of proportion, saying, they were friends, they were close, but they weren't really close. So it turns out that it was a Trump plant trying to embarrass Fannie Willis, and it backfired miserably.
But apparently that woman was kicked out. That woman was let go from the office, and then I think the relationship, whether it was close or not, it was gone. She was taken out of that office, and so she could be pissed off for sure. But I don't know. The question is, they knew each other.
No, the thing is, the point is, they weren't close, but this witness told the media and told Fox News especially that, we're close and what a close working relationship.
Right.
And it was what she said.
But what Fannie Willis was responsible, I think, for having her out because of whatever she did.
Well, gross incompetence on the job, probably.
Right.
And she came across as this reluctant witness because of the friendship with Fannie Willis. You said this is how low Republicans, especially Trump, stoop, to get ahead, And the world is watching, saying, hey, this is supposed to be a democracy. People look up to you, the shining light on the hill, the beacon of democracy. I will have an asshole loser like Trump, whoever business he has ever had, fail miserably, And he, have the narrative of, I started from scratch. No, you didn't, bitch. You started when your father gave you $400
million.
Yeah, and he got broke six times.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump is no economic genius. He doesn't know what he's doing. He is a failure in life,
Yeah.
And it was his turn to go up to Vietnam. He had spurs, bone spurs. A doctor who he never saw. He has bone spurs, five deferments. Come on, no. And you want him to be commander-in-chief?
Right.
I mean, we all know it's obvious.
That doctor rented from Trump. Trump's father.
But the problem is that these people that have their feet planted in the ground for Trump, you can't unplant those feet. They're there.
They're still a minority, and Biden got more of the Democratic vote, even with the uncommitted, than Trump got of the Republican vote.
Yes, he did. Yep, he did. Absolutely. But still, I'm nervous about this election. I'm very nervous about it because I feel that the media, the right-wing media, I should say, is so vicious, and they lie so much, and I would say they would probably even use AI against Biden. I don't think that they have like limits, as how far they will go election. They have a lot at stake. They have their Project 2025 that they want to put into place, to take over this country and destroy it. That's what they want.
And the thing is, the Trump supporters are, they're louder. They're loud. Amplifier makes the most noises. But they're a minority in this country. And based off every election since 2017, right up to last year, whether it's local, or statewide or federal, Democrats have won big, even in some Republican states. That's saying a lot. It's like a bellwether.
to say, hey, you know, Democrats winning Nebraska, winning Ohio, that thing where the enshrined in their constitution that woman will have the right to have an abortion if she so chooses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that is a big win for our side in deep red Ohio, you know? So they can make all the noise they want, but according to the USA Today newspaper, CUNY Epoch Poll, and even Wall Street Journal, which is, you know, right-wing leaning, you know, 200,000 Trump supporters or donors have stopped giving to him. Why? Because they're picking up that, hey, this guy's a loser, this guy's a lunatic, this guy's a liar, a compulsive liar, and he doesn't know what he's doing, you know?
And they're paying for his bills to the lawyer, and that's not going to go to other candidates either. Going to take away from other Republican candidates.
Yeah, which is good, you know? He puts his own daughter-in-law, Laura Bush, in charge of the RNC as co-chair. You know, and she's claiming, oh, every bit of money going to Trump's defense team. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. The Republican Party, the establishment, will stop you because the Trump family is not royalty, you know?
Right.
They're hot garbage. The world hates them. New York State hates them. They're not good people, you know? It's going to come. It's going to come in November. And hopefully when people go to vote, you know, stand up in line, don't move, you know, and don't make people on the right come try to intimidate you with their guns and everything and threaten you. Stay in line and make sure you vote, because if Joe Biden is not reelected, then the democracy is dead, gone, finished. Russia will come, take over and everything. Russia has been trying since 1952, or even just after the World War II, when Stalin was in. Imagine, you know, 1952, when Ike ran as a Republican and Senator Adlai Stevens from Ohio. They hate each other with a passion. In 1956, when you know, Adlai Stevens was a Democratic nominee, and he ran again. He's saying, hey, Ike, the KGB literally approached me saying that they'll give me X amount of money if I tell them, you know, debrief them on national security secrets. Because as a presidential candidate, you're given those things just in case you win the election. You get what I'm saying? So imagine an asshole like Trump. If he gets a Republican nomination and he gets the brief on secrets of the United States, he's just going to go straight back to Putin and the Kremlin and say, here what? This is our secrets. And those documents, two has been missing. There's over 200 documents or 200 boxes were in his on his property. If it were anybody else, I'll give you an example, reality winner. She worked at the Pentagon, and she gave one piece of paper to Julian Assange, and she waited 2 years before a trial in prison, and then after the verdict was read, she got 7 more years. So if he has over 200 boxes of secrets, and 2 of them missing, which is top secret, you know, why is he allowed to go around campaigning, giving these Nazi-type rallies, talking shit 24/7, and the media firing them and giving them exposure? Haven't they learned from 2016 that Donald Trump is a liar and he's not patriotic? I mean, what the hell?
Well,
it's still the First Amendment.
It sells, too. It makes money. Don't forget about that. The almighty dollar, you know.
And he needs it. He needs the money.
It's hot and heavy because, you know, Trump has been since 2015, 16, we're out 78 years of solid Trump. I mean, I'm over it. Past over it. It's past, you know, I can't even stand his face or listen to his voice anymore. He's disgusting. And people like him don't deserve to live on the planet. They just don't. But he does. Day in and day out.
Exactly. Okay, well, we'll move this thing quickly because we're under 30 minutes. So the Missouri divorce law,
what you ladies think about it, because, you know, the Missouri law, divorce law, says that, you know, if you're married and you're pregnant, you can't get a divorce. Suppose a man beating the living crap out of you and threatened to kill you, you know?
Yeah.
And he's got a girlfriend on the side waiting, you know, and get mistreated, the wife, you know?
Yep.
She can't divorce, and Arkansas adopting that. Mississippi, going to adopt that soon. What is going on in America, man?
Well,
what's
the
point?
It's just like everything else. You know,
mm-hmm.
they want to put women under their thumbs, basically is what they want. They want women in the house, pregnant and barefoot. Ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even understand. That will never happen.
Women and uneducated. And women uneducated, barefoot, pregnant, uneducated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they want
absolutely.
To go back to the 1920s.
I'm going
to
add to that.
It's ridiculous.
They want all of that, and then they're going to stand on the corner, and they're going to be passing out blue pills to all the men.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of America they want. In fact, that's the kind of world they want. We better be really, really strong, and we better get the women. Women had better get out there and vote.
Yeah.
Well, you
I
know,
think
black women do. Black women are really very active in the
you
Democratic Party.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Very
absolutely.
Active.
Yep, absolutely
mm-hmm.
right. It can put up with anything.
So rightfully,
you know, we work as hard in our lives.
David, are you okay?
Etc.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me. Sorry about that. Okay, in Arizona recently,
okay?
They passed this law.
Everyone's okay.
He's okay.
Yeah, so they passed this law recently in Arizona saying that, you know, if you're an immigrant coming over from Mexico and you're on somebody's property, you have a legal right to shoot them.
Oh, good God. They're trying to pass
the property
a law?
The property owner has the legal right to shoot them dead.
Mm-hmm.
If they think that they suspect the person is an illegal immigrant, you have a right to shoot them. You
oh,
know,
my
I don't
God.
Know if the governor shoot to kill. I mean, the governor, I don't think the governor signed it yet. Have the governor said? Well, the news report is so new that, you know, I don't know if the governor has signed it into law. But to put that on the books, you know, ready to go as law, you know. So you say a brown-skinned person that may look Mexican, may look like a Hispanic, you know, say, hey, I suspect you of being an illegal immigrant. So without asking questions, I'll shoot. Shoot first, ask questions later. And shoot to kill, you know. Yeah, I mean, I think that's preposterous,
Arizona?
And it's evil.
Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Isn't that
Arizona.
Where Carrie Lake is running? Isn't that where Carrie Lake is running?
Yes. She's running for Republican nomination for U.S. Senate.
Did you hear on the news that
mm-hmm.
she's third in the race? Gallego is first, and then I think Sinema, Kyrsten Sinema, I don't care for her. And then Carrie Lake
mm-hmm.
is now begging for McCain's wife. She's trying to get forgiveness because Arizona had a lot of respect for McCain, and McCain is not giving in. And she knows apparently she can't win without their support.
Nope.
Yeah, because she and
they're
Trump shit on John McCain legacy, you know, and I hope Mrs. McCain, yep. Senator McCain, don't endorse her because Carrie Lake is just Trump with a vagina.
Won't.
You know? Imagine her in the U.S. Senate, or as Trump is running mate. God forbid Trump get elected and drop dead the next day, and Carrie Lake become president of the United States. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I don't want to think about that. I don't want to vomit the whole thought. You know?
Yeah.
Cindy McCain would never, never endorse those people. I mean, after all, she left her husband, and he was called a traitor because he was captured, and he could have been released sooner, but he said, no, I'm no different than any other prisoner of war.
Exactly.
And Trump said he was a loser. Trump said he was a loser. So.
And Carrie Lake, supported Trump in saying that. So why should Cindy McCain, you know, endorse her?
What the hell, Karolik? You know?
He won't even have lunch with her. He's trying to just say, forgive me. And anyway, McCain isn't having anything to do with it.
Cindy McCain. Exactly.
Yep.
Trying to figure out, I'm sitting in another room trying to figure out what's going on MSNBC, why there's been so many pictures of Trump up there. I'm going to have to
watch
MSNBC when I get off.
They went to the border. The thing is, the border issue shut. The Democrats should over and over talk about the law they had, which is extremely conservative. It's more than we would normally go. That Trump said, don't do it. They have to stress that because he wants to use it. But if the people are so ignorant, they don't even know there was a bill that was the most conservative ever we would have had. And that he said no because he wanted it to be. So he doesn't care about the issue. He cares about using it as a tactic for the dull and the ignorant.
He wants to use it against President Biden. And it's not going to work. You know, President Biden was at the border today. He walked, he walked around. He did make a speech and everything. And, then came, Orange Man. And, of course, they were in different areas. The governor was, of course, with Trump. I don't know exactly who was with Biden, but it just seemed like different officials were with, President Biden. But President Biden made sense when he talked, and he does want to fix the problem. But if the Republicans do not work with them or make them do all this work and then say no because the orange monster wants to, pick a fight, or something, or help Biden, make Biden look bad. Goal is, then.
Yeah, but
the
thing is, Laurie, is this a playbook out of Hitler? Because Hitler used the Jews as scapegoat. He's using Mexicans as scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
Playbook. I'm ashamed that people don't know better. I mean, what they're teaching in schools now, you can. He's running the exact same play Hitler did. So we haven't learned anything. We haven't learned anything from what Hitler did to Jews.
Of course we've learned. But, David, there are people that are bad actors. They see an opportunity here to take over our government. And we know the plan. That's the sad part. We know the plan. And the plan is to take away our democracy. Destroy the Constitution and just start over again.
Speaking of destroying the Constitution, Donald Trump said he will rewrite the Constitution. He can't even put two, three sentences together, much less write a whole damn Constitution. Have a seat, Donald Trump.
And you know
he's
going to
make it bigly.
Biden? Huh?
He's going to make it bigly. Famous words, bigly.
Right. Well, when they attacked Biden saying he's dull, he's demented, I'd say, you know what? He got a hell of a lot more done apparently since Reagan than any other president since. And if he's demented, he must be doing something right.
That's right. You better believe it. And he's
Is his supporters that hateful that a cast is through the bullshit? I mean, he's feeding them bullshit 24/7. He actually said these words, I love the poor and the educated. I should hear the people screaming and cheering. He's insulting them and their cheer. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I watching? What is happening?
I'm actually trying to
understand these people's thinking, this thought process.
Well, just recently, over the weekend, he was saying that he was talking about his indictments, that he has four indictments, and the black people probably like me because they can,
stuff like that. Because they can relate to being criminals,
And then he also said that the lights, because it was nighttime, I think it was in South Carolina or someplace like that. Lights were so bright, but the only thing that he can see are black people in the crowd.
Yep.
He had the nerve to say that.
Mm-hmm. What kind of an idiot is he? He's a real idiot.
So racist. And degrading.
Very racist. And then
speaking of him being an idiot, it came out in the Detroit News last, in fact, it isn't that old. It was December 21st, the 23rd. They have tape recordings of Trump calling the Michigan Wayne County canvassers and trying to convince them that they didn't count the vote right. And that is in the right-wing paper, by the way, the Detroit News.
Detroit News, it is. So Biden, I just want to say a little bit of what he said today. He briefed them at the border. He thanked the border agents and said he would get them more resources, and I quote, from hell or high water. He went on to say, it's a long past time to act, he added, adding that border control desperately needs more resources. Biden made a direct appeal to Trump, asking him to join him in telling Congress to pass the bill, which was tanked after Trump rallied his allies in Congress against it. He said, you know, and I know, it's the toughest, most efficient, most effective border security bill this country has ever seen, Biden said.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of playing politics with the issue, why don't we just get together and get it done? And he went on to say, Biden touted the bipartisan border bill as a win for the American people, calling it a truly bipartisan initiative. He called on the Senate to reconsider the bill, asking senators to set politics aside, and for House Speaker Mike Johnson to put the bill on the floor. Now, what more can our president do besides that? Can he do anything else?
Let everybody know that just put it out and vote on it and see what happens and why aren't they doing it. They're not letting you. Let's see who votes it down.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You know, what else can Biden do? I mean, honestly and truly, besides, you know, go to the floor and, you know, start screaming at him. I mean, what else can he do? They're not going to listen to
people. You got to tell the people that that's happening over and over again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so we close out now. We have 17 minutes left and everything. And we want to talk about next Benedict. And, you know, Governor Stitt, the Oklahoma governor, you know, he is a Christian, one of those born-again religious evangelical freaks, you know. And, you know, for the state senator to say what he said and the governor, you know, touting Christianity in a time like this, not giving condolences to the family of next Benedict, you know? Do you know how much people in 2023 alone who are gay, transgender, bisexual, whatever, you know, have been killed because of who they are? When is this going to come to an end in America where, you know, because you're not straight, evangelical, Christian, then you're murdered because you're part of the LGBTQ? You know, they're trying to turn America into a Christo fascist nation, a theocracy. You know, Lori, do you have that statistic there that says, you know, the amount of people who died?
Yes. In 2023, 320 trans people were killed in a new report. They were beaten, stabbed,
and shot. I bet a lot of them are black, especially black women.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
Oh, that's what I've heard before.
So 320 in 2023 of trans people beaten, stabbed, and shot. So that should not happen. And then the vast majority of 94% were trans women and trans feminine people. Most were black, like you said, Doris, and many were sex workers, too. 80% of those killed were of trans people affected by racism, and an increase of 15% last year. So it's you know, it's just like when Rich called in the other night. Why do these Christians, why do these people care? If you're not being harmed by anyone, if you're not being harmed by the person that's sitting next to you that's dressed in pink and has green hair, why do you care? I mean, honestly and truly, if they're not hurting you, if they're not hurting your family, if they're not screaming in your face, if they're not trying to change your mind for some reason, everything is fine. Let them go and have
I think,
and live their
I
life.
Think Rich,
just like we're living our life.
Yeah, I think Rich and people of his ilk think that, you know, being trans LGBTQ will basically try to transform their children into being gay. And that's not how it works.
Yeah.
One is born that way. You know, but these, you know, fucked up, twisted Christians think, you know, that, you know, being gay is bad and gays should be killed or gays should be punished in some way. You know, I mean,
well,
you know,
they say things that, you know, when they, you know, not just him, but Christians and these, you know, evangelists, Christians, when they,
evangelical,
you know, when they want, you know, they worry about, you know, how God is going to judge them. Why do they worry about how other people are going to be judged by God when they die?
It's
worry about how you're going to be judged and how you've lived your life and how many people you, how many toes you stepped on in your life to hurt somebody else. That's what
their statement that they're they're trying to protect their children from being uncomfortable is a big fat lie. They're uncomfortable and they can't handle it, and they're passing it on to their children.
That's
right.
If you watch these kids in school when they come out of school, they're all walking together. They're friends. The generations that we have now in school are totally different. They accept everybody. They are accepting everyone, every color, every race, and they make friends or they don't make friends. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear about, you know, all the hatred and all of that like we are getting from the generations that are older, and it's sad.
My 15-year-old granddaughter on their team, so it's a girls' team, and they could give a rip. I mean, they don't even care. They don't have any, they didn't even talk about it. And if somebody went after them, they'd protect her.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. So it's the people that are making the noise and that are complaining, change things, and are judgmental. They are the people that have the
right.
Not others. Not the others that don't pay attention and don't.
Exactly,
don't
Lori.
Be having someone different.
It's the parents. Absolutely.
It is.
And they're trying to attach a nobility to what they're trying to do when they're not noble at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and was Jesus this judgmental of people?
No. Absolutely not.
You know, I mean, what a hang up
on
people.
Jesus accepted everybody. And if Jesus came back today, they'd nail him to the cross again.
Exactly.
Oh, they would.
Exactly.
They would try.
In the name of these evangelicals. Lori, we talked about this. They want to be in government issues. They want to be in political issues. They want to be in public issues. Well, then if that's the case, pay the price of admission and pay your goddamn taxes.
Exactly.
Then you walk. Then the door can be open for you to open your big mouth, because there is still a separation of state state and church, and that's in the Constitution.
Speaking about church, ladies, there's this North Carolina pastor. His name is Pastor Bobby. Y'all could YouTube it afterwards, where he was on the pulpit saying, oh, you know, if a female is in one of those short shorts and she got raped and I was on that jury, I would, not convict them. I'd vote to release them. You know, this is the thinking of these Christians. you know,
mm-hmm.
the body shame woman, and the thing, mm-hmm. you know, based on what a woman wears, you know, that she should be raped. Or if she got raped, mm-hmm. then, you know, it's your fault, you know, victim blame.
It doesn't say much for the men, does it? It doesn't say much for the men.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's like saying they can't control themselves.
Them.
They got a problem.
It did not
say
much about him for saying it. For that
mm-hmm.
man to say that, he's probably done it himself.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's called
mm-hmm.
deflection.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Projection. Right.
Yep.
Projection and deflection, exactly. Exactly.
Right.
So my condolences to next Benedict and our family, because nobody deserves to die like that. You know, nobody deserves such disrespect to be beaten up because you're trans or LGBTQ. This shows a friend of
the
LGBTQ.
Remember what the Pope said about gays and lesbians?
Mm-hmm.
You said, who am I to judge?
Not even that. It's the sin is that they're not married, not that they're the same
mm-hmm.
sex.
Yeah,
there's a difference.
That's what
mm-hmm.
he cares
mm-hmm.
about.
Yeah.
Married?
Okay. The fact that the Institute of Marriage. So even
mm-hmm.
but the Pope is not as salty as some of these evangelicals.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying they're not married to have sex, or they're not married be trans, or what was the married have to do with it?
No, it's the fact that if there is a sin, it's the
mm-hmm.
sin of not being married, because even in the Catholic Church, having sex and you're not married is still a faux pas.
Oh,
it has
well,
nothing
I know
to
that.
Do with the fact that they're the same people, the same gender.
Yeah, they drill
mm-hmm.
hell into you. Yeah, it's very, very effective.
Exactly.
I know it's atrocious. After next Benedict was beating the crap out of him in the bathroom and everything, one would
mm-hmm.
hope that the school administrators and the principal would call 911, you know, to take her to hospital, you know,
yep.
and say that she's okay. But no, that happened. They suspended next Benedict. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
So they're taking the side of, you know, the abusers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's Oklahoma, so you wouldn't expect any better.
She needs
Oklahoma.
A good lawyer, a damn good lawyer.
Yep.
Yeah, her family. Well, she's dead, so her family needs a good lawyer to sue the living crap.
That's right.
Out of that
and if they can't find one in Oklahoma,
I'll
bet you there's one in the whole United States that would take
we're
her case
here.
Pro bono.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Make a statement.
They took the two black women, you know, that were in the, you know, that the Giuliani called passing cocaine or something to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Those two women, they, you know, they also, I think, won a case.
Yeah, they
with the help
Giuliani
of
Giuliani for $148 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I think Trump didn't, you know, was not, he was kind of involved in his own way. He didn't say anything about it. He went along with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just hope the scumbag Donald Trump is not nominated. And if he's nominated, he'll be wearing an ankle bracelet. And it was stupid, this law, where a scumbag like Donald Trump, the chance of a president of the United States after all what he said about immigrants, about women,
yeah.
about gays, you know, about, you know, black people, about brown people, about, you know, Mexico send the rapists and the drug dealers and everything. He does not deserve to have a platform like this. He's been
well, we all know that.
Times. He is not mm-hmm. a good businessman. And even if he was an outstanding businessman, what does being a businessman have to do anything to do with running a country? Running a business
he,
and running a country.
He only made money
from
The Apprentice. That's the only thing pretending he was a good businessman.
And The Apprentice is a shitty ass show, you know, where he sat on camera and literally shit himself on camera, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that thing where he always like tense up and make that sound? He's literally shitting himself while giving a speech, the incoherent speech. So why would anybody in their right mind send money to this loser and want
mm-hmm.
him to be president of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and buying shoes at this $400 that ugly as hell, you know, and
mm-hmm.
perfume that look like an actual dildo. I mean, come on, people. Critical thinking is needed. And that's why we need public education to be strengthened. You know, Gretchen Whitmer is doing a great job. And my governor here, Michelle Lujan Grisham, is tightening and strengthening public education because the Republicans and Trump especially want to get rid of the Department of Education, you know? And if that happens, then everything will just go to hell even faster. We need critical thinking in this country because, you know, we can't be electing losers like Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell and Sarah Palin. And the list goes on, you know? They're just whack jobs, all of these people. They don't have any business being in government. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, especially, the biggest conspiracy theorist out there. You know, we can do better than this, America. But anyway, thank you, ladies, for calling in. Thank you, Mike, in Singapore, for calling in. Thank you, Doris. Thank you, Elaine. And thank you, Susie and Madeline, for calling in tonight. It's been a good show. It's been a vibrant conversation and everything. Yeah, that's why we need, like, you know, to set up cameras so we can see each other because it's hard to control such a show where, you know, sometimes everybody talking at one time. I mean, it's not deliberately done, you know.
No.
But, you know, we need to set up that where, you know, we can see each other and people who are listening can go on YouTube and see us, you know. So, okay, we got through most of what we had to talk about tonight and everything. It was a good show. And we'll be on again Sunday, same time, same place on Blog Talk Radio. Remember to check out kitchenpolitics123.com. And on the 10th of next month, we'll be having Christina Hines. She's running for prosecutor, public prosecutor in Macomb County. And not if, but when she wins that seat, she'll be the first woman in history to win that seat in Macomb County. So she's going to be on the 10th of next month, the 10th of March. So look forward to that. And Diane Young, her interview was last show, was it? Or a couple of shows back. And, you know, it was brilliant. It was great. So Diane Young for Congress.com is her website. And also I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine. She is an artist in New York. And her name is Emily Strange. We grew up together in Ohio, went to college together in Ohio. And so check out her website. It's www.estrangeart.com. That's letter E, S-T-R-A-N-G-E-A-R-T.com. Estrangeart.com. Yes, man. So, you know, I did all the plugs and everything. And one last thing. You know, if you're in Albuquerque area, come to the craft room. You know, it's a good place there where you can watch soccer, you can watch different sporting events. You know, it is a local brewery that has a lot of good, fun features when you go there and visit. So if you ladies in town, just, you know, come on by, you know. So that's it for us tonight. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Good night, David. Good night, everyone. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everyone, for calling. And have a good evening, and we'll see everybody Sunday. You're up to it.
Bye, my friends.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, man.
Bye.
Good night. Thanks, Elaine.
Good night.
Good night, Doris. Night. Madeline, good night. Oh, my Lord. Thank you.
WhatsApp ace went through multiple videos late today showing some of what happened the day before 16-year-old Lex Benedict's death.
I'm Dexter Sandbach. The non-binary student died one day after a fight at school. KSJ's Zach Rell has been digging through this new video for us tonight. Zach, what are you learning?
Yeah, Jeff Evan, that's right. This first video is a 20-minute-long body camera video from the school resource officer talking with Lex and their mom after Lex was taken to the hospital. We will also see security camera video from inside the school and another video, which includes the 911 phone calls that Nex's mom made the day they died. Nex Benedict was non-binary, meaning that they didn't identify exclusively as male or female, and we are using they-them pronouns for Nex, but in parts of the video that were released today, you will see the use of she-her pronouns. We also want to warn you that parts of this video may be disturbing.
Hey,
Sandra.
Hey.
Oh, Mr.
Thompson.
Hello.
Hi,
Thompson.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here.
So what happened today?
Yeah, yeah.
This is some of the last videos showing 16-year-old Lex Benedict alive. A school resource officer goes to the hospital to interview Lex and their mom, Sue Benedict.
She told me, she said, Mom, she said the three girls there are just, they won't leave me alone. They're making comments. They're calling us names. They're throwing stuff at us.
Next says they didn't know the other girls who are a grade younger than them. The students meeting while in school suspension.
So they just up and decided to start messing with you.
Because of the way they were doing.
Okay, so you didn't do anything at all at any point in time that was out. Even a couple days ago, or even a month ago, or anything like that.
I don't know. Sure.
Next goes on to explain what happened leading up to the altercation in the bathroom.
After we sat chairs, we went to the bathroom, and I was talking to my friends, they were talking with their friends, and we were laughing, and they had said something like, why do they laugh like that, and they were talking about us in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went up there, and I poured water on them,
okay.
And then all three of them came at me.
In security camera video from the cafeteria, you can see the group of girls stacking chairs like Lex said. One group then goes into the bathroom, as seen in the upper right-hand corner of the video. Lex and their friends are seen gathering around the water fountain before entering the bathroom.
They came at me. They grabbed on my hair. I grabbed on them. I threw one of them into a paper towel dispenser, and then they got my legs out from under me and got me on the ground. So
okay.
And then my friend trying to jump in and help, but I'm not sure about that.
Just 20 seconds later, a school employee is seen entering the bathroom, and eventually everyone exits. In this video, you can see an SRO escorting Lex from the school nurse's office to the principal's office. Lex is then seen leaving the school with their mom, who took Lex to the hospital.
The fact that she threw that water, it kind of puts her.
Even though she didn't put hands on
them? It's still something about it. It's the one.
After a conversation with the officer, Nex's mom declines to press assault charges. Shortly after, the officer says goodbye to Nex and their mom.
Hope I see you around school and class and wander in the halls and all that good stuff.
But less than 24 hours later.
And I need to get someone, an ambulance here, quick, please.
Okay,
my daughter, I don't know what's going around wrong. She's posturing and her hands.
Nex's mom calls 911 from their home after they become unconscious.
She's breathing in, but then her eyes are, they open, but she's doing like a, you know, like a really quick, and her hands are posturing already. They're rolling in like I don't know if it's from her head injury, because the girls that beat her up knocked her to the ground, and she hit her head on the bathroom floor. And when I got there, the school was like, I think you might need to take her to the hospital. And I'm like, okay. And she kept saying she had a headache.
Paramedics arrive at the house and transport Nex to a Tulsa hospital, where they're pronounced dead. So obviously a lot of unanswered questions here. Nex's mom did mention that Nex takes medication for anxiety and mood swings, but did not take any the day that Nex died, only the night before. And we are still waiting on the toxicology report from the medical exam.
It was the worst pandemic in 100 years. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. But America fought back. Today, unemployment is at record lows. Our economy leading the world. Joe Biden passed historic laws to rebuild the country, but he knows it's the American people who are the heroes of this story.
America is back. We've shown each other in the world that there's no quit in America. There's simply no quit in America.
In small towns and big cities, we're coming back stronger than ever. Manufacturing jobs are coming home. High-speed computer chips are getting made right here. America is leading the world in clean energy. There are some who say America is failing. Not Joe Biden. He believes our best days are ahead because he believes in the American people.
Those who bet against America are learning how wrong they are. It's never, ever been a good bet to bet against America. Never.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
I've made the preservation of American democracy a central issue of my presence. I believe in free and fair elections. And the right to vote fairly and have your vote counted. There's something dangerous happening in America. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. All of us are being asked right now, what will we do to maintain our democracy? History's watching. The world is watching. Most important, our children and grandchildren will hold us responsible. The Vice President and I have supported voting rights since day one of this administration. And I ask every American to join me in this cause. America is still a place of possibilities where the power resides with we the people. That's our soul. We are the United States of America. There is nothing beyond our capacity when we act together.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
I'm Joanne in Texas, and a mother of three wonderful children. Having this beautiful, messy, chaotic, but wonderful family, it's the joy of my life. I never thought that I would need an abortion for a planned pregnancy, but I did. 2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. At a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and that there was absolutely no chance of survival. In Texas, you are forced to carry that pregnancy, and that is because of Donald Trump overturning Roe v. Wade. The choice was completely taken away. I was to continue my pregnancy, putting my life at risk. It's every woman's worst nightmare, and it was absolutely unbearable. We need leaders that will protect our rights and not take them away, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Are you still interested in a solar-powered generator? Because pay special attention, because I'm going to do something that until recently we've never done.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of love. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, for your dreams be